to live righteously.
It's time for another episode of the Cultural Hall. It's Articles of News for the week of the 14th of November. It's me, Richie T, and Brother Kyle.
Right here. Hello.
Nobody else today. People have jobs and other responsibilities to keep them away from it.
Hey, if they don't care about this as much as we do,
no,
fine.
I'm here for every single one, for crying out loud.
I know.
Every single one. It's convenient because I schedule it around my schedule, but still, every single one.
And we do it at a place that's really convenient for you.
Well, I had to come back today. I wasn't here.
Oh.
I came back to this.
Well, and you know what? Today is...
Remember the 14th of November?
No. The power is out here.
Yeah.
However, in the studio that we're recording this, it's on. It's a miracle.
Right? It is a miracle.
It must be.
It is not coincidence of science and or a generator. It is a miracle.
Yeah.
You'll notice that the ventilation in this room is not on.
You're sweating.
Well, I was working out just before here, so to be fair, that is part of it. But
you got the leftover hots.
Yeah, the leftover. Anybody got leftover hots? Yeah, they're in the fridge. What's new with you, pal?
Well, I am moving.
Yeah, you get in your own place,
into a
right?
permanent structure. Honestly.
Are you buying it?
No.
You're not there yet. You will be.
No.
Don't laugh. You'll get there.
Yeah, in about 8 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it'll be that long?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
7.5 years.
Credit?
Nope.
No. Money saving?
Nope.
What?
Well, yeah, that's part of it, because I have to give other people money for 7 more years.
Right. For 7 more years?
Yeah.
Alimony?
Well, yeah.
Really?
And other stuff, too, yeah. There's a business deal that I...
Yeah. We don't need to talk about that.
Nope, we won't.
But 7.5 years, that's cool.
Yeah.
Light at the end of the tunnel?
Nope.
No?
Because I predict that my life will end around age 50.
So that's less than 7.5 years?
Three and a half years, yeah.
Okay. Is that a genetic? Is that what you learned in your genealogy? Your family tree?
My family tree showed me. For some reason, that's always been in my head. I don't see my... I've imagined my life at different points, you know, up to the whatever. 50, I don't see beyond it.
Yeah?
So I wonder if it's a just something in my head that my body knows something's going to happen.
Hmm. Let me tell you about that as far as I go. Like, I never thought that I would be married. So that happened. And I never thought that I would own a house. That's gone too. I mean, I'm going to buy a new one, but like...
Well, both those things can come back for you.
But when I was in my old house, I always kind of thought, I never thought I'd be here. I never thought this would be the thing.
Right.
It was, but I never thought that it would be.
And I never thought that I'd be here.
Yeah. Well, I never thought that I could be... Nevertheless... Surely about to be,
you know,
because I got a golden ticket.
Yeah,
I don't know,
but I don't know the rest of the words.
Yeah, but weird like that, right? Like, you sort of have these suspicions of what you'll never be, and then you do it, and then you're like,
homeless,
I guess I will be
broke on your own at age in your mid life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah, all those things I honestly didn't, because, you know, at some point when I was 24, I bought my first home.
Mm-hmm.
Owned several.
Which is way young.
Yeah.
So you must have been doing something right back then.
Yeah, yeah. I work really hard.
Right.
And then I moved up, and homes got bigger and bigger and bigger. Owned a couple investment properties, uh-huh. sold them over to my last home, which I kind of put all the money into.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't very much to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where all my last 20 years have gone.
Yeah. The sad story of Brother Kyle. The sad, sad tale. But you're doing all right, though, because now you're getting your own place.
I am.
An apartamento?
I'm going to move. No. I'm too old for an apartment.
What are you getting?
It's a small, older home
that
I'm renting.
All right.
From someone.
It's too bad you're not going to be down here in Salt Lake. I'd rent you my house that I'm going to buy.
I know. It's too far away. I'm close enough to my kid. He can ride his bike over.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw.
So,
for like another year until he's like, I'm not going to ride my bike.
Oh, yeah.
Buy me a car.
Well, he won't ride his bike now.
Oh,
he
really?
Says, Dad, I'm close. I can just ride my bike over anytime. I said, yeah, it won't ever happen.
You don't think so?
No.
Do you think he'll get into the biking like you're into the biking?
No.
No?
Maybe when he's older, because he, like me, when I was younger, I was lazy. I would have never seen myself riding a bike.
Really?
No.
Hmm.
Not like this.
Were you ever a bigger kid?
No.
You've always been
because
the
we were poor.
Kid. Okay.
Honestly, no, because we didn't have very much. We had enough food to survive, to eat and be okay.
Really?
But not like nowadays where you go to out to eat every... We went out to eat, honestly, like to McDonald's or something like that twice a year.
And that was like the big deal.
Yeah.
How many kids in the Brother Kyle family?
5 kids total.
Okay. So that's not that many.
No.
But it seems like now mom doing the theater and dad and all that stuff, like... Times have changed for your folks. Is it just because all the kids are out?
Part of it. Yeah. Well, they were all out till I was working in the basement.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're doing better now. And my parents were very conservative. Mm-hmm. And so it's paid off in the long run, but it was a very, very slow climb up mm-hmm. to where they are.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and they deserve it.
Yeah.
They're super nice.
And they're just excited as anything in the world to have you out of the house for sure. Right.
Yeah, to have me. Yeah. With my own office. So yeah. I don't have to work in their basement coming over and running cords through
Mom.
Their house. Yeah.
Punt through the punch card and check into the basement.
That's kind of how it was.
What else? What else is new with you, pal?
I had somebody a week or two ago, and I forgot about this, had messaged in on Facebook and said, hey, Brother Kyle did his Naked and Afraid XS challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And did he ever update on it? And I thought that I had.
I don't think that you did.
Didn't I?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
And
just want to know how I
done.
Did
the Naked, you were out in the wilderness for like 4 days or something.
I took 4 days. Wanted to be like a television show called Naked and Afraid, where they send them out. They give them two people, man and woman. This was only me.
Yeah.
And they
couldn't beg a woman.
Right.
Please. No.
And so I took two. They let them each take one item, so a total of two.
What'd you take?
So I took a knife, I took a machete,
uh-huh.
and I took flint.
Okay.
And so 4 days surviving, I didn't take food, I didn't take water, uh-huh. and at one, I hiked up to a location I'd scouted out for weeks before, some different areas, and at one point I dropped everything, my clothing, everything,
mm-hmm.
and headed off to a place that I had predetermined that I would go and stay. For these 4 days and try and find food and shelter and so on. And so I did this. I basically went camping for 4 days naked in the wilderness.
Yes. This is in the summertime, right? So it's not freezing cold.
Yeah, it was July. So actually it was very hot during the day.
Uh-huh.
And nights were okay.
Okay.
And I probably could have got by without a fire.
Okay.
Which I did start.
Yeah.
With my flint.
Oh, yeah?
The Eagle Scout did
Wait,
it.
Wait, I thought you said you didn't start the fire, but that it was always burning.
Nope, Billy, I did start the fire.
Yeah.
It, and that was the only
Great
thing
song.
That
Sorry.
Went well.
Starting the fire was the only thing
yeah,
that went well?
Yeah, it went really quickly.
The time did or the fire did?
Starting the fire went really quickly. Now, that was one thing when I left is I thought, what if this thing, because I didn't have water to put it out.
Right.
I stomped it out, threw some dirt on it, and
okay.
hoped for the best
Barefoot?
When I left the mountain. No, rocks.
Okay.
Rocks and dirt.
Okay.
So
fire, not the issue.
No.
Food. Food the issue?
Food and water were an issue.
Okay.
Now food.
Now 4 days, you could probably feasibly go without food, right? You'd
yeah.
be pretty weak by the fourth day, but not miserable.
Yeah.
But water, you'd need water.
Water was a problem. The liquid that I got came from, because food, what I ended up eating, the only thing that I ate was locusts, grasshoppers.
Really?
Yeah.
Cook them?
No, because I thought I better get the moisture from them in.
Yeah.
Because the only time I could get water, I was quite a ways away. It didn't work out well water-wise.
Uh-huh.
I'd have to hike down to an area where somebody might be able to see me. So I would do this at night
uh-huh.
or very early in the morning
uh-huh.
and get some water.
Sure.
Not like to a city. Not like yeah. I'm going down somebody's backyard turning on the hose.
You're like down in City Creek in downtown Salt Lake. Don't mind me.
Yeah. Somebody gets up, you know, at 5:45 a little early to go down to the gym. They look out. What's that in the backyard?
Is that a white monster? It looks like a white monster.
White hairless monster. So I'll tell you what the worst part was at night
mm-hmm.
when it got dark. I was like a 8-year-old kid in his room with no nightlight and the closet door open just a little bit. I was terrified of
really?
Every single noise in the stupid forest.
Really?
Oh, I stayed up all night. I mean, like almost in tears, just horrified.
And that's probably something you wouldn't have ever anticipated, yeah?
I did not. In fact, night one, I started walking back. I thought, no, I'm out. I'm yeah. too scared. And I got halfway down and I went back up.
Oh
and so
goodness.
Every night I would stay up all night long. Eventually by about 5 a.m., 4 a.m., somewhere around there, I would fall asleep for a couple hours,
uh-huh.
wake up with the sun again, get all hot,
Ugh.
Go out, catch some grasshoppers, and then sleep in the shade. because I was so dead tired. Sure.
I love the mind's eye of you chasing grasshoppers in a field, just
buck naked.
Butt naked.
Yeah.
Or buck naked. It's butt or buck?
I thought it was buck naked.
I thought it was butt naked. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Super naked.
Yeah.
Just right in the middle of a field. Come here.
Yep.
And they like jump on you. Ah.
I keep stepping on things on the ground, and I'm covered. Because I sunburn easily.
Sure.
Because I'm a little on the pale side.
Yeah.
So I covered myself with ash and dirt.
Uh-huh.
So if anybody would have come across me, I'm afraid the police would have shown up.
Sure.
It wouldn't have been pretty.
You weren't so far away, right? You were still kind of...
I could see to towns. I could see. It was a long ways away. If somebody had like a high-powered telescope and knew where I was, they could have seen me. But okay. That wasn't going to happen. Yeah.
Spotting Brother Kyle on the mountain today, brought to you by... So are you glad you did it?
I am, except for my son freaked out. He wasn't for this all the way along.
Mm-hmm.
He thought I wasn't going to do it. Kept on saying, no, you're not going to do it. And I thought he was saying it as if, no, you're going to chicken out. You're not going to do it.
Yeah, not going to do this.
He was saying it, no, Dad, you're not going to do this.
Right. You better not do this, Dad.
And when I went, it ended up, evidently, it really hurt him. I had two phones with me, and I had a couple chargers, portable chargers.
Yeah, so you could take pictures and do video along the way.
That an emergency, I want to be able to call 911. I've been bit by a rattlesnake.
Sure.
Come get me off the mountain.
Ping me. Oh, and by the way, when you get here, I'll be naked, covered in mud and ash. And I said ash!
So I checked in with him at one point.
Uh-huh.
And had somebody
curious.
That I had to check in with. He wouldn't talk to me.
Really?
Talked to his mom, and she said he's really upset by it.
Uh-huh.
Eventually, he did talk to me late one night, and it was a tough conversation between him. It's something he and I haven't like been through before, but it brought out a bunch of other stuff with the both of us. So in a way, it was good.
Yeah,
drained all the battery on one of the phones.
Oh, geez.
But he didn't like this. So I ended up coming back a little bit earlier than I planned, about a half day earlier than I'd planned.
Hmm.
Because he wanted me to come down. And at one point, when we were having a conversation, I said, I'll come down right now. It was at like 11 at night.
Uh-huh.
And we finally decided that, no, it probably wouldn't be safe. Best if I come down. I'll come down the next day.
Yeah.
Wait till it's light.
But mad about it.
Yeah. He was mad, not as much angry in a term that he was hurt and discouraged that I would do something that he was so vehemently against.
Yeah. Like, Dad, I really asked you not to do that. And you're like, oh, son, I thought you were Dad. No, seriously.
Yeah.
I wish you wouldn't have done that.
So it was a misunderstanding kind of between us.
You guys good now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, that's actually why I'm getting my own place. I don't need room for him anymore. He won't be seeing me.
And, you know, when I went to get this place, I talked to him about it. I said, here's where it is. We drove by it. I said, I can probably get this now. I don't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how things go.
Right.
But I can get it for now. If you're here or there on it, I probably won't get it.
Right.
Because it will cost me money that it's a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not a lot comparatively, but for me, it's a lot of money.
For what you have.
And he knows my situation. So I said, if you know the two scenarios on it, what would you want? And he said, I think it'd be really good if you would have a place that, you know, I could come and stay with you.
Nice.
You'd stay at permanent and have your stuff there. And I think we could have a really good time.
Cool.
So I want you to
start to create sort of a life like that, right?
Yeah.
Cool. After all the transientness of it. Not offensively, obviously, you know that.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, where are we? Well, I'm staying in this car, son, and this storage shed.
When I would travel, he could go with me and stay overnight, but he couldn't stay with me like overnight because I wouldn't know where I was going.
Right.
Or wouldn't have room for him anywhere.
Right. Well, just pull that lever on the right side, son. The seat will go back.
You take the passenger side, I'll take the driver's side.
Well, I'm glad. Congratulations. That makes me happy that things are going well like that. I'm trying to think if there's anything new for me, really. I buying a home, mentioned that. Molly Jenny gave a great suggestion because I'm going to do it all online so people can follow along, do videos and stuff for the renovation.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That'll be kind of fun.
Molly Jenny had a great suggestion of a domain name for it. I'm not going to share it right now because I haven't purchased it yet. But if people have suggestions, it's contact@theculturalhall.com. It's in the 9th and 9th District in Salt Lake City, if that helps people as far as names. And
ooh,
Richie
la
is
la.
My name, and Stedman. The one that Molly Jenny suggested, I'll tell you when we take a break here in a second, is really good. But if there are other suggestions, I'd like it. Other than that, I went to my ward's stake conference. It wasn't a stake conference, though. It was a general authority that was speaking. And it was just, it wasn't like state conference. It wasn't regional conference. It was just like, he's going to come and church
is like a fireside.
Canceled. No. It's like church is canceled except this hour and a half meeting. So it was like a state conference, but not in the time when state conference, because we had state conference. It was just that he came and spoke, and who it was, the presiding bishop, Bishop Cassay,
mm-hmm.
The guy from France. Right. And
yeah.
His wife is the funniest lady speaker of the church I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah?
She's so funny. Hilarious. Now, part of it is because she's French and she's making fun of American people. So I don't know if it translates into other countries and other languages thinking that she's so funny. But she was talking about Halloween and how for people from France, the idea of Halloween is just this sort of ridiculous and absurd custom that we celebrate here in
sure.
the United States.
Yeah.
And then she, of course, translated it into, but a holiday that she wished that they had in France was Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is an American holiday. And so she talks about, you know, being thankful for everything like that. It was a great talk. She talked like a normal human being, which was great. And he spoke really well, similarly about Thanksgiving and being thankful for those people in our life. But it was a great meeting. And the other thing that I realized, an hour and a half church, like I'm going to keep going for 3 hours because that's what, church is and that's the expectation. But an hour and a half church is so nice. Like getting there at 10,
yeah.
which is what time the meeting was, and being yeah. done by 11:30 was so nice.
Yeah.
Just going, listening to great music, that like there was a stake choir and stuff like that, and then just being done after an hour and a half, it was a blessing in itself. It's just like,
we've discussed here before that I'm old enough that I remember going to church for an hour and a half.
Right.
And then going home
right.
for lunch break and then going back for an
yeah.
hour and a half. Which is tough.
I wonder how attendance was for that. Do you remember? Do you recall?
I don't.
Were there a lot of people who were like, went this morning. I'm good.
I was pretty young, so I don't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd be curious to know. But I remember the change to the block because I walked home after the first part of it uh-huh. that usually done. And all of a sudden my parents came, well, what are you doing? I'm like, I came home. It's the lunch break from church. No, they've changed it now. We go all, what?
3 hours?
Throwing a big fit.
You better watch it, son, or one day God will curse you to not believe in miracles and make you live in a car. No, he won't. That'll never happen. It happened. Let's take a break for a second, and then when we come back, we'll do actual articles of news.
Running a small business today can be difficult enough. Imagine all the work you have to do to market it. Imagine the hours you put in to create promotional materials for it. Now, imagine a partner that can help you with all of that and more. Imagine Lennon Design. Lennon Design is your partner in business when you need a professional look at a price you can afford. Whether it's websites, advertising media, promotional materials, and more, Lennon Design can help you promote your business. When you need creative, affordable designs, let it be Lennon Design. Call 801-699-3022 or visit LennonDesign.com.
Utah's newest upscale catering company is now accepting bookings for the upcoming holiday and wedding season. Slick Rock Catering masterfully combines exquisite food, beautiful presentation, high-level service, and careful attention to create a special occasion that will be remembered. From award-winning food, event planning, decorating, to providing highly trained servers, Slick Rock Catering will help you make your next special event a huge success. Contact them at slickrockcatering.com.
Hi friends, Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. You know, I get a lot of emails with questions from customers, and here's one. Dear Dan, I love to do business at your stores, but I have a lot of Apple and PC stuff. It's too bad because I like doing business with local people. I wish there was a way to make all of my gadgets work together. Signed, Scattered. Dear Scattered, Windows, Mac, Android, we can make all of them sync up for you. Your phone, tablet, and PC. They'll all be one big, happy, diverse family. So Scattered, bring in all your Apple and PC stuff. Now that's comfort and peace of mind. Get a brand new PC laptop's desktop for just $799 with a lifetime parts and labor warranty at any PC laptop's location while supplies last. $799, you can't beat that deal. Please visit any one of our locations right now or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE or check us out at PCLaptops.com.
It's time for the second half of Articles of News, wherein we do actual Articles of News. Hit it, Peter.
You can't lose Articles of News.
All right. Do you want to go first, Brother Kyle? I'll let you lead off.
Sure. A seminary teacher was killed in Colombia. Cali, Colombia.
I didn't hear about this at all.
I hadn't either till this morning. Latter-day Saints here are mourning the death of a young seminary teacher who was killed by robbers. Kevin Regalado, age 21, was walking. This is on October 29th. So actually, this was
a few weeks ago now.
Walking to his meeting house in Cali, Colombia, where he taught early morning seminary when he was robbed and mortally wounded. The crime remains under investigation. Brother Regalado, a member of the Cristobal Colon Ward of San Fernando, Cali, Colombia, stake, was well-loved in the local Mormon community because of his stellar example, big smile, and service to others. He was called to teach seminary after returning from a two-year mission to Argentina. He was studying engineering and played the piano, sang in the church choir, and played drums in a band he formed with fellow members. He also worked on his family's cabinet shop. Some 850 people gathered for his funeral, where he was honored for his positive influence on all, including the many young people he taught and befriended through seminary. Hmm. So, really sad story, but...
Yeah. I don't know, but what?
I don't know why...
I guess the example of the life. I don't know why we didn't hear more about it. I didn't hear it in the news here in Salt Lake at all. Normally, when missionaries or, you know, LDS folk die elsewhere, you hear about it.
Yeah, that's why I thought. That's why. And this was just came out within the past week, here, this story. So,
You know, similar vein, they found Annie Schmidt, the daughter of John Schmidt from the Piano Guys. Let's see. This is their actual statement. So today the dog teams found human remains at the bottom of a cliff in the area below Munra Point. The area is so far off the trail and dense with vegetation that it required SAR to pretty much crawl uphill to get there. Conclusive identification of the remains is impossible. The medical examiner will have conclusive identity verification by Monday or Tuesday, but it now is verified. There is comfort in knowing from the circumstances that there would have been no suffering. We can positively identify the clothing and personal items found at the site as belonging to Annie. Schmidt had called on his followers, who include music lovers, members of his faith, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and other supporters, to fast and pray in hopes that Annie could be found. Schmidt and his wife received messages of hope, faith, and support from around the world. We wanted each and every one of you who are special beyond words to hear it first. There is no way to thank our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, for the support that we have felt through you. You have searched with us, prayed with us, hoped with us, fasted with us, supported us, and sacrificed for us. We thank you from the very bottom of our hearts. Much, much love, the Schmidts. So, yeah, another sad sort of story. I love lists, so I'm going to do this one right now. You can find all these stories, by the way, at theculturalhall.com. And do yourself a huge favor. If you do any of the social media, that's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, the website. We don't have Snapchat yet, but maybe we will.
Hmm.
If you're good on the Snapchat and you want to do it for the Cultural Hall, maybe we'll let you do that. Who knows? Get on and follow us on whatever social media you do. Now, here's the list. This is the Ten Commandments of Sacrament Meeting Talks.
Oh, good.
According to Deseret News, the church's newspaper here in the state of Utah. Ten Commandments of Sacrament Meeting Talks. Are you ready for this? I'm going to give you just the bullet points. You can go find the entire article at theculturalhall.com. Number one, don't give excuses. Like saying, well, I wanted to write this, but I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
No excuses. Number two, it says in the Ten Commandments of Sacrament Meeting Talks, don't announce the topic. Today I was decided to give my talk on...
The bishop has asked me to talk on forgiveness.
Exactly.
Forgiveness in the Bible says that you...
Yeah.
This one I disagree with wholeheartedly. Is it all right to disagree with the Ten Commandments? One of the Ten Commandments?
It's not a real Ten Commandment, so yeah.
Okay. What about one of the real Ten Commandments? I have
then
a problem. I have a problem with one of those,
too. There might be an issue.
That murder thing. Come on. I mean, Laban.
Nine out of ten is bad.
Yeah.
It's not.
Nine out of ten saints say that the commandments... All right. Number three, don't tell jokes. See, I'm a fan of a joke.
Yeah.
But this is why they say some people may force jokes because laughter can be calming. The problem is doing so is it can draw away from the spirit of the meeting. So they say don't tell jokes. Nope. They say number four, don't announce when you are asked to give the talk. Well, the bishop asked me last night. Well, they called me up early this morning.
When the bishop called me on Tuesday afternoon.
Exactly.
Turning the page. He asked if I would speak on forgiveness.
Number five, don't always give scriptural references, which I think is sort of weird. Sometimes those who quote scripture give the exact book, chapter, and verse before or after quoting it. This may be helpful in Sunday school. It's not necessarily necessary during a sacrament talk. And then it says also, don't invite people to turn their scriptures while you're doing a talk, right? Talk should be given. Don't. That was given a few years ago to not do that. Number six, use the scriptures. Develop a love for the scriptures, study from them every day, and use them in your talk. Number seven, of the Ten Commandments of sacrament meeting talks, stick to sound gospel doctrine. That is, it's not your talk is not a place for speculation regarding gospel topics, although those are my favorite talks, the ones that venture off into the weeds and you go, not really sure that what they're talking about is something that even the church would approve of. I'll be interested to see where this ends.
So no opinion.
Yeah, no opinion, no speculation. Number eight, prepare. Prepare your talk.
Durr.
Yeah, right. These are the 10 dirt commandments of... number nine, talk about the Savior. Obviously, talk about number 10, teach by the Spirit. That is the 10 commandments of sacrament meeting talks. I love lists.
9 out of 10 ain't bad. 9 of those are good.
Yeah, that joke one. Give a good joke.
Yeah.
Like, do you have a favorite joke you've ever heard?
I don't know if I have heard a favorite joke.
The one that I absolutely love that's so terrible... is where they're like, I'd like everybody to stand up. Okay, I'd like you to sit down. All right, now I can tell everyone back at work on Monday that you were moved by my talk.
I have not heard that one. Whoa.
So terrible.
Whoa.
What do you got?
The church publishes its final story in the popular Bible video series. 5 years after building a realistic replica of Jerusalem in central Utah, the church has published the last of more than 100 videos in English. It's widely used, the Life of Jesus Christ video series. Now, isn't Molly Jenny in?
Yeah, she's in a couple of those.
Yeah.
She'll tell us. As soon as she hears this, she'll tell us.
I just don't remember which one she's in. Each of these stunningly filmed Bible videos has brought to life a distinct scene from the life of Jesus Christ as recorded in... Now, wait, I thought as Mormons we didn't believe in Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Huh.
Yeah.
Strange.
Just ask anyone, we don't.
Yeah.
The Mormons? No, not Jesus.
Remaining true to the scriptural text, the videos have helped viewers envision the people, the culture, the time period surrounding the Christ's life, and to gain a greater appreciation for his ministry. We are pleased to see the members of the church using the Bible videos to learn, teach, and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, said Elder Larry Lawrence, a General Authority 70. He further encouraged, as we continue to remember Jesus Christ more in our daily lives, we are promised to have his Spirit be with us, which will bring us greater happiness and perspective.
So they're done. Are they tearing it down? They're going to just get rid of it, demolish it, or leave it in Goshen?
It doesn't say. They should leave it, really.
I feel like they should start to do a pageant, like a Bible pageant in Goshen. Build up the economy once a year for a week in Goshen. Come on out to Goshen!
That's a good idea. Have
and
a little
will be like, Goshen?
Tourist spot? Yeah. As you're heading down, what's the one that you always go, you pass on the way to St. George
no
and nobody
idea
stops
where Goshen
at?
Is. Oh, Cofort?
Cofort, yeah. That's one.
That's a cool place. Have you ever stopped?
I haven't stopped.
You should stop with your kid. It really is pretty cool. President Hinckley's grandpa was the one who like started that fort. It's cool. It's really cool. You should go one time. You don't need to go more than once.
One's enough. All right.
Spend an hour. The missionaries that are there are really cool. They'll walk you around. You can see how thick the walls were. River used to go through the cove fort. It's pretty cool.
All right.
Telegraph. It was a stop for the Pony Express. Look up Cove Fort, kids. Google Cove Fort.
It's in Utah.
Yeah. I've got just a couple other things. If you look or read the New York Times, they featured quadruplets, an LDS couple and their four children in a special photo blog. Again, you can find the link at theculturalhall.com. Courtney and Cameron Larson discuss their struggle with infertility and then their eventual pregnancy with quadruplets. That's what happens, right?
Ouch.
You're infertile and then you get fertile in a mad way.
Yeah. Way to pray hard.
Jackie Malloy, a photojournalist, is hoping to take pictures of the children as they grow and document their lives. Ms. Larson's infertility was caused by polycystic ovary syndrome, a condition Ms. Malloy shares, and they bonded over Malloy's concern that she would ever be able to have children. Ms. Larson's ability to hold everything together deeply impressed Ms. Malloy. The photos included the essay feature the daily lives of the Larson family, including attending church at an LDS chapel and praying together as a family. You can see all the quadruplets at theculturalhall.com.
How many of them are there?
Four.
Huh.
It's quad.
Four quadruplets.
Four individuals make a quadruplet. Quad. Four.
Oh.
Four books of scripture. Quad. It's your quad.
Well, perfect. If they would have had three, that would have been a weird...
No, those are triplets.
Huh.
You're an idiot.
Sorry.
This, Idaho Falls Temple Open House rededication dates announced. Now, they were fixing up the Idaho Falls Temple just like they did the Ogden Temple, just like they've done some of the other temples, because a lot of our temples are starting to get a little older. Jordan River is closed down here in Salt Lake right now. Draper, I think, still closed during the week. So lots of temples kind of getting refurbished, re-upped. If you ever go to the Idaho Falls Temple, make sure that you stop at Smitty's. It's a great place for breakfast. Get some flapjacks at Smitty's and then go do an endowment session. That's an endorsement by me.
Wow. Never been.
Not paid for by Smitty's. It actually is pretty good if you're up there, ever up there. But they will be doing an open house Saturday, April 22nd through Saturday, May 20th, except for April 23rd, May 30th, May 7th, and May 14th. Those are Sundays, obviously. You can get free reservations by going to templeopenhouse.lds.org in the coming weeks. And then the temple will be rededicated on the 4th of June, 2017. Prior to the rededication, there will be the cultural celebration on Saturday, June 3rd. So it's exciting for the folks up there in Idaho Falls.
I've got, I'm going a little bit political, but we haven't yet today.
I think we need to.
In the country here in America, we had an election this last week.
Yeah.
And there's a big election in another country.
Oh, yeah?
But, yeah.
Where?
I believe it was held in Italy, where the UCI has decided to keep 18 pro-UCI teams instead of going to 16. So that was not
that a cycling
important,
thing?
Yes,
okay.
To anybody.
Nope.
But the one here in America, there
the
was some...
cycling team here in America?
There is.
Oh.
A couple.
No, but you're talking about the presidency in here in America.
Yeah, and this one was... These are tweets from Mormons...
About President Donald J. Trump?
Concerning the election.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mormon, we shared Mitt Romney.
Mormon mentions... This one isn't Mitt Romney.
Okay.
This is from host, author, and founder of TheBlaze.com.
Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck.
Okay.
Invited the American people to vote on which of the two celebrities who promised to leave the country if Clinton was elected should leave first. Over 17,000 people voted in his Twitter poll. So here is the order.
These are people that said, if President Donald J. Trump gets elected, I'm going to move out of the state or move out of the country.
So he gave you these four to vote on. Okay. Miley Cyrus, uh-huh. Amy Schumer, mm-hmm. Lena Dunham, mm-hmm. and Barbara Streisand and Cher.
Okay.
Lena Dunham won.
Okay.
29%. Barbara Streisand and Cher, I don't know why they're booked together, but they're 28%.
I know why they're booked together.
And then Miley Cyrus and then Amy Schumer.
Yay! They're not moving.
No, nobody's moving.
But a lot of celebrities so upset about it. I'm not super proud, but whatever, right? You move on.
Yeah. Donny Osmond posted a throwback selfie to persuade people to vote. Look at this picture. It's adorable. Because I remember that. So he says, our country needs you today. It's a picture of him pointing at the camera.
So this is from Election Day.
This is on Election Day.
Okay. You can find all these, by the way, at theculturalhall.com if you want to see them.
Vote your voice. Oh, and Thurl Bailey on his motorcycle stuck his I voted sticker on the front of his motorcycle
there
helmet
we go.
And rode around.
Brother Bailey.
Awesome. And then the last one was Dan Reynolds.
Lead singer of Imagine Dragons.
It's pretty long, so I won't lead it all, but it's basically, this was the day after the election when we know who won. And he said, we'll keep on moving. Life will continue, and we will survive these next 4 years. Let's hope and pray that behind closed doors, this man has integrity and love in his heart.
You know, this kind of leads into the next story that I have. The First Presidency released a statement the day after, and we didn't share this in the articles of news last week, so I wanted to share this. The statement reads, "We congratulate President-elect Donald Trump on his election as President of the United States. We invite Americans everywhere, whatever their political persuasion, to join us in praying for the President-elect, for his new administration, and for elected leaders across the nation and the world. Praying for those in public office is a long tradition among Latter-day Saints. The men and women who lead our nations and communities need our prayers as they govern in these difficult and turbulent times. We also commend Secretary Hillary Clinton and all those who engaged in the election process at a national or local level. Their participation in our democratic process, by its nature, demands much of those who offer themselves for public service. May our local and national leaders reflect the best in wisdom and judgment as they fulfill the great trust afforded to them by the American people." I thought that was pretty good. I'm interested to see if they did that like when President Obama was elected. I would suspect that they did, but I don't remember hearing about it.
I remember hearing about it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You do remember.
In fact, it seems like the last couple times I've heard about it, them issuing a statement.
With the line, well, we wish it would have been Mitt Romney. Way to go.
I think it was that same letter, though.
Yeah?
Just with a different name.
Insert name. Like if the names are bold, they just take it out every time and insert the new person's name.
I have one more story, and it's along the same lines, so we'll get it over with now. While Mormons nationally stuck with Trump, in Utah he lagged. Donald Trump's shocking election victory last week relied heavily on motivating most reliable Republican voters to go to the polls for him, but he significantly underperformed among the GOP's most tried and true voters, Mormons.
Hmm.
Nationally, Trump received 61% of the vote from the members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the strongest support among any religious demographic except for evangelicals, according to the exit poll from a new Pew Research Center. I didn't know that Mormons, that we were that.
Yeah, we're that Republican.
Yeah.
But not this time.
No. It was a significant decline from 2012 when 78% of the Mormon faithful cast ballots.
Which, of course, because it was Mitt Romney in 78.
Well, then get 70%. This. An even bigger drop from 2004 when 80% voted for George Bush.
Now, 2008 would have been Barack Obama.
Or sorry, 2004.
Okay.
And then 80%. I got those numbers confused there. But yeah, so more voted for George Bush than Mitt Romney. Higher percentage, which was interesting to me.
For sure.
Mormon voters' discomfort with Trump was even more pronounced in Utah. According to the Utah College's exit poll, which surveyed thousands of voters, Trump managed to win support from fewer than 45% of Mormon voters.
Hmm.
Barely half of Romney's performance, with the voting block and 30 points lower than John McCain received in 2008.
So don't blame us.
Yeah. So I found all those numbers kind of interesting.
Yeah, for
not
sure.
Not what I would have expected.
You would have expected it to be different?
I would have expected it not to drop so much to Romney and then to, Donald Trump. Trump. Yeah.
Yeah. President Trump. President-elect Trump. Get used to saying it. 4 years. President-elect Trump.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah?
Well, I didn't vote for him, but
yeah.
What you gonna do? I mean, I marched around with my sign, but now I'm tired.
That changes votes.
Yeah.
I was up with my sign. I stayed up till 7:30 last night. I actually didn't walk with my sign because I realized the futility. Truthfully, I didn't even make a sign.
Thought
about
it. I
just got online. I've only got a couple more stories. What else do you have?
That's it.
That's it for you?
Yeah.
Okay. This is interesting. You know who Bear Grylls is, right?
Oh, yeah. Love that show.
He's the guy basically who does what you did, what you talked about in the first block, right? He doesn't go naked, though.
Yeah, he goes out and camps without anything and, you know, bites the head off of snakes and stuff.
Super weird.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Drinks his own pee. This is all real stuff. He goes like really extreme for the show.
He on Twitter last week shared the original song titled "I'm Your Huckleberry" and said, "These folks are wonderful. Who are they?" You know how those people are. Tyler Hill and Andrea Porter of Eagle Mountain, Utah. Hill was first notified of the tweet when he logged on to his YouTube account to check the traffic on his channel, and he noticed a significant jump in traffic that he tracked back to Bear Grylls' tweet. Immediately after reading the post, Hill took to Facebook. Porter had a slightly different response. "It was fun to see Bear sharing our music," she said. "It was something that we love doing together." While Thursday marked the duo's first mention by a celebrity, the siblings, that is, Tyler Hill and Andrea Porter, aren't new to the music entertainment business. Hill, who is a father of four, Porter, who's a mother of five, learned to love music as the children, middle school band teacher. That must have been their dad. And while they found individually ways to share their love of music, including Hill's five-year stint as a member of the Motab, they've always enjoyed singing together. According to the duo, they call themselves the Pepper Tree Market. That's what their name is. Their song, "I'm Your Huckleberry." They're named after a favorite corner grocery store that they would ride to as kids. You can check it out and find their YouTube channel online by searching the Pepper Tree Market on YouTube. They're Mormon. Mm. That's the Mormon connection.
Yeah. I figured. Now I'm going to have to go
with
find that and look at it.
Kids, how could you not be? Do you want really progressive last story or really, well, wouldn't that be something story?
Wouldn't that be something?
You want that to be the last one?
Yeah.
Okay, well then we'll do this. I've known about this for a little while, but it sounds like it's finally coming into fruition. The conservative town of Provo, Utah is about to get its first LGBTQ community resource center, and it's going to be directly across from the Provo City Center Temple. For LGBT youth who grew up in the Mormon church, there can easily be a feeling of resentment or anger towards the church for not making them feel safe or accepted, volunteer Trevor Johnson told NPR. "Like my own story, I think anybody who is gay and struggling to come out, loneliness, I think, is the biggest and most destructive piece. Organizers, how the center will be, that doesn't make sense. Organizers discuss how the center will be a way for those like Johnson to feel less alone, as well as a way to build a bridge between themselves and the church, which has traditionally not been welcoming to the LGBTQ community. There's a need, you know. There's nowhere currently that these kids can go that offer a no-judgment zone where they can feel the love and support of the community. And so that's what we're trying to provide," said Stephanie Larson, the executive director of the center. "I feel like Provo is ready for this. We need to move forward. We need to start having these conversations. If we don't, it doesn't change." Larson's a member of the church, but said she was in disbelief when a year ago the church updated its policies to exclude the baptism children living with same-sex couples whom they have labeled apostates. "I would hope that wards and church groups, you know, come here, serve, help, get to know somebody, because that's where I think the change happens." You can hear the whole story from NPR by going to a link at theculturalhall.com, but hopefully we'll have Stephanie Larson here in the Cultural Hall here in the future. So that is a progressive story as we kind of move forward. And now, isn't that something? You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
5 decades ago, am I painting the story?
So 50 years ago.
In the 60s, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland and Elder Quinton L. Cook, now both apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, were missionary companions. Did you know that?
No.
Served in the Great Britain mission. They walked the streets of England and testified of the life, atonement, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, this October, the pair, now both members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, walked the streets of Jerusalem and again remembered their time as companions 54 years earlier. "In all my years, it was a unique experience to be here with a missionary companion," Elder Holland added. Elder Holland and Elder Cook, accompanied by Elder James Hamula, who's my doctor's brother, some other 70s. They marked the 175th anniversary of Elder Orson Hyde. I told you about this in last week's Articles of News, dedicating the land as a gathering place for the Jewish people. Let's see. If there's anything else about them being companions. No. The rest of the story I shared when we shared it before. They were just commemorating the sacred event. LDS and Jewish leaders offered commemoration speeches at the BYU Jerusalem Center. The event was followed by a tribute given by Elder Holland at the Orson Hyde Memorial Garden, which was established back in 1979. But how would that be, right?
Yeah.
Elder Holland and Elder Cook. Hi, this is Elder Holland, and I'm Elder Cook, and we're missionaries from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Yeah, okay, I'll join.
Wait, you don't know what you're talking about. Get off my door. Yeah.
Wait, come back. Elder Holland, right?
You're who?
Will you just talk? I just want to hear you speak. Perfect, I'll join. That'd be amazing. And it's amazing, too, because there are enough companions I didn't like. Like, what if he didn't like him and he's an apostle, right? Like, he was just that annoying. I mean, these guys have hearts of gold, so they would never have that situation occur. But, oh, that guy? I hated that companion. He was so lazy, or he slept in, or, oh, he wanted to talk to his girlfriend on the phone. That was all my companions still.
Really?
Yeah.
How many 19 different companions did you? 19.
In 24
is that
months.
Normal?
No. Nope.
Did you keep saying, I want a new one because this one stinks?
No, so I don't really know what it was.
It was you.
I might have been the difficult one. I could have been. But what I hope it was. So I was fairly strict as a missionary.
Not really a heart of gold.
No. It is the one regret perhaps that I have. Of my mission is that I think I could have been a little more loving, like a little kinder probably. But what I was good for is, like, if missionary companions didn't want to get up, I was really good about being persistent, right? Or, like, if they didn't want to have companionship study, I was really good about making sure that it happened. I had a lot of people who hated me.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty bad. There were 3 companions of the 19 that I really liked. And the rest of them pretty well hated.
Wow.
I had a companion who locked himself in the bathroom, who was just like, I'm staying in. We get an hour for lunch, and I'm taking every single minute of it, and you can't get me to come out of the bathroom. It was stuff like that. Because I was just like, we're done eating. Let's go. Let's do this thing. And they weren't as enthused.
Wow.
Or one who, I remember another companion who, you know, so you come in to make lunch and you do, they kind of, according to the schedule, you have an hour, right? So, this companion who, he just wanted a break from it all. So he cooked his hamburger patty on like low. So it would take the whole hour to cook.
Huh.
So then I couldn't be like, you're done eating. Let's go.
Look what you've done to these people.
We got a lot done.
I'm sure. Out of the 19, how many have you had future contact with after the mission?
3 of them.
Just the 3 of them.
Just
okay.
The 3. 4 maybe. Maybe 5.
Till they told you, I hated you, don't contact me anymore.
Yeah, but I've also chilled out quite a bit, so some of them have reached back out and been like, oh, yeah, do you remember? And I'm like, yeah, you hated me. I remember. I remember what that was like. Anyway, doesn't matter. I don't need them.
No.
If I could take it back.
You do now. You're kind of alone.
I know. All alone.
I know. Need some help at the new place.
Yeah.
Single guy again.
Thanks. Keep it coming.
Just 19 people didn't like you.
Yeah.
3 out of 19.
There's way more than 19 people who don't. There is way more. But, I mean, it made the time. I will say this, though. Like, working as hard as we did, it made the time go by really quick, right? Because, like, you would get up, you'd get going, and then you would be done with the day, and you would pass out.
Yeah, sure, but they were miserable.
Yeah.
They didn't get enjoy their... You're supposed to at least enjoy your mission a little bit.
Well, it was fun. I mean, but, like, we were... If they could latch on to enjoying it for the right reason, right? Like,
so 3 of them enjoyed it for the right reason.
Yeah.
The rest...
Didn't care for it much.
No. The rest are probably now anti.
Some.
Completely inactive, so, not only inactive, but anti.
Yeah, it could be. I know at least 2 of them are.
How many people did you baptize?
I'm running a net negative, if that's what you're going to...
Yep. I'm going to count the people that you turned away as companions.
No. I want you to know that it's the spirit that converts, not the elder. So
it is.
I didn't baptize anyone. It was the spirit.
But you turned away many.
No.
That wasn't the spirit.
No, that was their choice.
That was you making them skip lunch.
That was their choice of what they were doing. That's all. They leave the church. It really was. Like, some of them just shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that happens.
They were like, I just don't want to do this. And, you know, probably half of them, I was probably being a little bit hard-nosed. But some of them were just like, yeah, I don't really want to do that. And it's like, oh, what's the point? Why are you here? right? Like, I get maybe not working as hard as I want to do, but not working is not an acceptable thing.
Yeah.
So.
It'll be all right.
Some memories. We're going to go ahead and move on.
You've turned a new page. You're a different person now.
And I've called you on a mission for 6 weeks, so we got it.
I know. I haven't got the calling yet.
We'll get you.
I'm waiting for that in the mail.
Wait until your son turns 18.
I have a mailbox now.
You can mail it to me. You can't go now. Your son needs you. You think he's going to hate that you were naked and in the wilderness for 4 days? He's going to hate you being gone for 6 weeks.
Yeah. I haven't broached him with my idea for 2017's adventure.
What's that?
I'm going to fully clothed.
Okay.
Pick a point on a map, kind of close my eyes and, you know, touch my finger on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then head out with nothing on me but my clothes and hitchhike and get there and back.
There you go. It's awesome.
But I'm going to ask his permission this time.
Yeah.
And along the way, convert people.
Really?
Kind of a mini mission, maybe?
Yeah. I've always wanted to hitchhike across the country, and I've also always wanted to, like, hike the Appalachian Trail or whatever that trail is from Washington down to Mexico. Do you know what that trail is called? People will know.
Yeah.
It's in the mountains, and it's like takes you, like, 7 months.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that.
It's too long. Yeah. 7 months. It's like a mission.
Yeah, that's... I'm not doing that. We've digressed. We hope that this episode has nourished and strengthened your body.
We hope if you're sick or afflicted, you'll be well, and you can listen next week.
And that when the time comes, you'll be able to travel home in safety. In the meantime, we'll be saving a seat for you.
On the back row
of the Cultural Hall. Save me a seat. It's sure to be neat. On the back row, we really